Flagstaff is dealing with a number of challenges that come from growth and are also related to being a community that is dominated by a state university. One of those challenges, which has been a little contentious, has to do with housing options. City leaders have been working on ideas for a high-occupancy housing plan, and Sarah Dechter, Flagstaff's comprehensive planning manager, is with me to talk about the possibilities. Sarah, what was the impetus for this planning?
Flagstaff went from very few multifamily housing to very, very large multifamily housings, at least from Flagstaff's perspective, that were large, about twice as large as we were used to seeing. So as those projects started to emerge, I think the community started to raise concerns of, did we really have the right answer when we said we wanted more density and more mixed use, and are we getting what we asked for?
Is there a difference between longtime Flagstaff residents and those who are fairly new to the community?
Oh, sure, I think there is. I think we have, and it's not universally true, of course, but we have several long-term residents who are very, very concerned with the changes they see. They feel that the higher density buildings just don't fit anywhere in town, or they feel they only are a good fit for newer parts of the city, and they don't want to see these larger buildings in the historic core. And then at the same time, there are many people who call me throughout the week who ask me, they get a little confused about what it is I'm trying to do, and they'll ask if I can help them find housing, and that they moved here for a job and they've been waiting 4 months in the travel lodge to find a place to live, and that the housing's so expensive and that we shouldn't do anything that makes housing less available or more expensive. So those two are the two extremes, and there's a lot in the middle. I'm a single-family homeowner in Flagstaff, and I'm very comfortable. It's hard for me, I think, and people in my position to imagine what it's like to be new to town or to be a renter or the difficulties that that brings when our supply of multifamily has been so constrained and has gotten so expensive.
So how have the public meetings been going? Have they been civil? Have people been excited about sharing ideas? Have you had a lot of feedback?
The first few public meetings we had were smaller, intimate setting meetings where we really just sat down and we asked some big picture questions and we tried to listen to what people's concerns and fears and anxieties were in relation to this project. And now we've had two open houses, the second of which is tonight, and we've been sharing information. We went out and took those concerns and we did a ton of research and we said, who else is dealing with this? What else should people know if they want to kind of come play in the sandbox with us when it comes to an issue like this? And then ideally, we'll be looking at having workshops where we're actually collaborating with the public on a recommendation sometime in the spring.
Whatever the plan is, would someone who visits Flagstaff a couple of times a year notice certain changes that people who come for just a visit would really see a difference? I mean, even from a visual standpoint.
I think people coming to Flagstaff right now, if you drive up I-17, one of the first things you see is a very large building under construction, and that's one of these high-occupancy housing style of buildings, and it's called Fremont Station, and it's a whole different style of architecture. It's bigger than any of the hotels in the Woodlands Village area on the south end of town, which is really kind of where people from the valley approach Flagstaff. That change is starting to look very obvious. What we'll see, I think, if we can implement this plan well, is that some of those larger buildings will still happen, but they'll happen, they would occur in places where they're fairly compatible or in places where that kind of growth is emerging. Flagstaff is really going from a large town to a small city.
Sarah Dechter is the comprehensive planning manager for the city of Flagstaff.
The challenges Flagstaff is dealing with are not unique to that city. Val Iverson is executive director of the Arizona Housing Alliance. And Val, is this fight over appropriate housing something you see in other college towns?
I think this is something we see across Arizona, whether it's a university town or a mining town or an urban city. Overall, Arizona is experiencing an extreme shortage of housing that's affordable to all Arizonans. So it's a struggle for many, many communities.
What are some of the ways that some of those communities are trying to deal with that?
Well, this is an interesting challenge for local communities because there's two ways that communities can deal with this. They can to address their affordable housing needs. They can put resources in or they can deal with it with policies. In Arizona, we haven't been very good at putting state and local resources into housing. We've kind of left it up to the private market. They build lots of apartments, but not always for the income needs of that community. The other way they can do it with is policies, but local communities' hands are tied because the state legislature has pretty much taken away any local tool that they could use to try through zoning or other policies to try to help support the needs of the community by using policies to get the private sector to build housing for those income needs. So the Flagstaff policies are a creative way for them to try to help increase the supply of affordable housing in their city.
So does this situation basically just leave it up to the market, leave it up to developers to, on their own, build housing for low-income residents?
Well, I think that's what's been happening in Arizona. We have a program called the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Program. That's a federal program. But other than that, there haven't been many state or local resources that help entice the private sector to build housing for working families.
Is it safe to say that the issue is not a lack of supply of rentals and housing, it's a lack of supply of affordable rentals and housing for low-income Arizonans?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Developers have, across the state and in Coconino County, have built rental housing, but it's not matching the income levels of the people who live in the state. So developers want to build housing where they can make the most profit. And so often that ends up being luxury apartments. So if we want them to develop the private sector to build housing and create homes that match the income needs of the residents of that community, then the public sector has to provide some kind of incentive to those developers, either through financial incentives or through zoning incentives. So the Flagstaff proposal is one way to try to create that housing that meets the income needs of its community.
Val Iverson is Executive Director of the Arizona Housing Alliance.